Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Well, I think that we changed up the schedule a little bit, and I think that's pretty typical, I would say, for this time of the year. When it gets dark here at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, you try to get them out of the building a little bit earlier. I'm not a big fan of the whole daylight savings, so not that anybody cares. But
Arizona's got that thing right, man.
Yeah, you're not a fan of it either, dude.
I have experienced it. I really experienced it over this last week because I lost the hour because I was in Arizona and they don't fall back.
Yeah, it's too bad, man. I'm sorry you lost that hour.
It's okay, though, because I was gaining an hour of sunlight every day because the sun's setting there at like 5:30, which feels better than when it sets at 4:30.
Yeah, you looked out the window yesterday, which was your first day in our atmosphere for a long time. And you're like, oh, this is happening now, huh?
It's like, oh, yeah, that thing is going on. Well, luckily, though, I'm going to get up early on Saturday. Saturday, Layla and I are going to be at Rally House by Wrigley Field because Ohio State is taking on Northwestern across the street. We're going to have food and prizes and an unbeatable selection of team gear is waiting for you this Saturday at Rally House. I'm going to make this ask. I will need some new DePaul gear. I think I'm going to go to some DePaul games this year, and I need some gear. So Rally House, let's take care of your boy. Have some DePaul gear there so I can spend some money. They have brought in the best selection of Ohio State and Northwestern gear, though. So if you're going for the game, stop by Rally House. Layla and I are going to be there from 8 until 10. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Man, this is a hell of a weekend for The Score being out and about.
Oh, yeah.
Because Friday at the Brat Stop is, I can't wait to be hanging out with Bears fans, with Packers fans on Friday at the Brat Stop.
Friday, we're at the Brat Stop. Then Saturday, Layla and I are at Rally House, and then Sunday, I'm going to be hosting pre- and post-game with Olin and Patrick at Wonderverse out in Oak Brook, which is amazing.
So, man, it's a great weekend to hang out with the listeners. Well, many, many days ago, I made a proclamation on this show that the Bears were going to sweep the Packers this year. And I've been leaking confidence on that proclamation for about 17 days, Lawrence. And there's been bad data points along the way. Things that have happened, like the Bears being exposed against decent teams, like the defense giving up the Hail Mary, like the coach's authority being exposed, like the offensive coordinator being fired. Would you agree that there's been some bad data points along the way since the trumpet-laden proclamation?
Yes, and I would argue, like the three of us argued at the time, that there had already been a bunch of bad data points that should preclude you from making the proclamation.
I understand, but here's the thing. I can't back away from a proclamation. If it had just been a feeling or something like that, like, hey, you know, I got a thought that maybe, no, but I went as far as a proclamation.
So are you saying it was more than a feeling?
it was more than that. That's right. And so now I
need the falsetto, though. Go up. Need the falsetto.
If I do that, that's
more
the end.
More than a feeling.
If I do that, then that's the end of the show. At least for me.
You want to know something cool about that album? Boston's debut album?
Sure.
Want to know something cool? Tom Johnston is his name, unless I'm mixing that up with the Doobie Brothers guy. But he showed up to the record label and said, here's my album. And they're like, well, let's listen to it. They listened to it and they said, yeah, good job. Good job.
Good job with that.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and put that out. They didn't change a single effing thing. They didn't go in the studio and mix anything. They're like, yeah, here you go. Thank you very much. Good job doing this in your house.
They're incredible.
We would like to put this out. It's unbelievable. Those first two records are absolutely gorgeous. But I gave you a proclamation. It was more than a feeling. Here's the thing. So I'm going to put the money down on the Bears. My own money, all the money that the listeners and the mob sent to me via Venmo. I've
money
got
line.
It. Yeah, money line. Bears to win. And once the Bears win this weekend, I'm going to roll that over and we'll put it on the Bears and the Packers up at Lambeau. Shane singing.
And now you can hit the post.
More than a feeling. More than a feeling. In the town they used to play.
What's your name?
Now in Spanish, so it could be Wojo.
And that goes up.
Very nice. Shane Reardon, everybody.
This is very impressive.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
I hope you'll be able to talk the rest of the day.
Here's what a Bears win would look like. You ready? The run game. Leaned on often. An identity offered by the new offensive coordinator.
Who was a running back.
Exactly. An identity offered and accepted. Let's be physical and attack them. Thomas Brown, the former running back, and a former running back coach, Thomas Brown. Plays that set up play action that looks similar to the run game. This is the simple stuff that most people thought was going to happen.
Oh, it happened last week.
For a rookie quarterback.
With the other team.
Exactly. This is the stuff that you do. And use the tight end, Thomas Brown, a former tight ends coach. So Cole Kmet has more than six targets to go along with the running game. And you get an offense that has been desperate to have some identity. And you get the new offensive coordinator bump while running some much more basic, achievable, identity-providing stuff. A team that wants to look good for the new boss, who many of them actually like. And they are pleased that his boring-ass, corny, look-how-creative-I-am predecessor is now gone. And this happens, Lawrence, against a Packers defense, as I told you in the page turn, that is extremely vulnerable on the interior of the defensive line. A Packers defense that is more bothered by the trade of Preston Smith, the guy they called P lovingly, a dude that Jaden Reed said was the heartbeat of the team. They're more bothered by that than the organization realized. And then there's the Bears defense that revs it up for their own pride and to impress all the alumni in the house, baby, who will go and probably speak to them pregame as everybody's there that we've been talking about. Briggs is going to be there. So many. Peanut Tillman's going to be there. And they'll be aided by a quarterback in Jordan Love who likes to give the ball away. He likes to give the ball away a lot. He likes to do it so much that when you ask his own coach about it, he gets annoyed.
Is it a delicate balance with a young quarterback that's making all the plays that work to coach him still
in it? You guys are going to make I know. I understand. Like, it's really annoying up here, though. Like, you know, we're obviously he's fighting. He's competing. We know that we've got to take care of the football, but I don't question anything about what he's trying to do. We just got to do it better.
I called it when I made the proclamation. I'll call it now. Two interceptions by the Bears defense. LaFleur is 2-3 in his career in his first game after the bye. It's going to be 2-4 after this one. Putting that money down on the money line for a Bears win.
You're going to keep going with this. So okay.
I'm good.
I'm hopeful. I just wanted to share something with you.
Yes, sir.
You're big on communication, right? I think you've done a great job with the four of us, making sure the four of us communicate and all of those things. It's an important part of the process.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to know how much Caleb Williams and Thomas Brown have communicated since being on the same team? Here's Caleb Williams.
Yeah, we haven't really talked much throughout this time.
Like the whole time?
What was Thomas Brown coordinating, by the way?
The passing game, Shane.
Oh, well, they don't do that. So that it would make sense that they didn't speak.
That's really interesting.
Thomas Brown coordinates.
We haven't, you know, been in the position to be having so many conversations.
Well, this is an easy one to turn on its end to you guys. How has it gone so far? Now they will speak. But, and this, my friend.
But what I'm saying is that yeah. They kind of don't have a relationship.
No. Well, and Thomas Brown's going to be up in the booth.
Right.
You know, so who's the relationship? The relationship is Kerry Joseph. That's the relationship, the quarterback coach.
All I'm saying is that when you have something like this and you have a quarterback telling you that he hasn't really been in communication with the guy who's going to be calling the plays, that there might be some time that's needed for those two to work through that in a game situation.
Don't you think that Caleb ought to do some more of just maybe shutting up and playing?
Wow, so shut up and dribble. Huh? Okay. Yeah. All right.
What about, like, maybe...
Awful announcing tweet. 670 The Score host Matt Spiegel says Caleb should just shut up and dribble.
Shut up and pass.
Yeah. For more than 3.4 yards in attempt.
Yeah, it would be great. Maybe this is a good thing because from my perspective watching at Stadium Swim at Circa on Sunday, I think Shane Waldron and Caleb Williams had too good of a rapport because Shane Waldron was yucking it up during a really bad performance. So maybe that was one-sided relationship. Maybe Shane Waldron really thought they were really buddy-buddy and tight and joking around.
Look, there's the basic schematic things like I was talking about there that I hope he changes. And there's also, like, who is he advocating for? If he's been the passing game coordinator and hasn't talked to Caleb a lot, I bet he's talked to the wide receivers a lot. So if Keenan Allen's been having some problems with the way that things have gone, you know?
On how the pass game has been coordinated?
Yes! Yes, how the pass game has been coordinated. I bet Thomas Brown's heard a lot about it, and now he's got the power to change it.
Are we certain, though, that the wide receivers are Caleb's biggest fans?
No.
Okay. But, these are all things I just
want you to... But don't you think...
To put into the blender of decision making.
I think Caleb needs to be told what to do by a no-nonsense coach. And we'll hear more stuff about this at 4 o'clock from what the players thought about Shane Waldron on his way out the door. Caleb needs to be told what to do by a no-nonsense football coach, and he needs to be in a simpler offense. Clearly, that gives him time to learn the league as opposed to the deep end of the pool that they've thrown him into. And I think it's on the table, and it'd be wise if Thomas Brown does some of that stuff.
I think I'm hopeful that you are right. And I think overall, in a vacuum, you are right. I do think that it's a benefit. I do think that it'll make things better. My position is he's got 3 days.
Right. So let me just get this straight. You're not investing in the bet. Do I have that right? Because you've had all your chances until now. I'm like, I'm about to do this now. Yeah, we want to do this
I've got
now?
A historical note for you, too. You
Thank
had mentioned
you.
About the Bears alumni being there this weekend.
Yes.
Do you remember in 2019 in the season opener, the lid lifter, if you will, they literally had Dick Butkus out there. I believe he was holding a flag, and I think Brian Urlacher was next to him, the Hall of Famers out there, the Bears legends, and it ultimately became one of the most disappointing Bears games of my lifetime.
That's good. Also, the night that
Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers
had their numbers retired.
They're right there in the middle of the field getting rained on in a storm.
Yeah.
You remember that part?
Yeah, I told Dave Watson that was the worst experience of my Bears fandom ever.
And Dave said, for you?
Spix.
He was disgusted.
Halloween night, right?
Halloween night, raining sideways. But
whose worst memory was it?
Mine.
Well, how can it be your worst memory? Worst memory.
No,
we got to talk. That is.
I mean, I love you. I'm sorry.
You've lived such a great life, and that's one of your worst memories.
Just as a Bears fan, that's all. That's all. You know?
Okay.
He was pissed off.
That was 1994, right?
I think so, yeah.
I was an RA at DePaul, and we had organized a floor watch of that game. And it was
bad. It did not go well.
Oh, my God, was it bad. A bunch of angry 19-year-olds just yelling at each other.
You know, here's the thing about the Bears and the Packers and the sweep needing to happen. As Lizzo has told us, it's about damn time. It really is.
Someone should be 100% that bitch.
She's a Vikings fan.
I know.
So, I mean,
they're not here. It's about damn time. They're going to do it.
Okay.
In a minute, I'm going to need a... It's a good song.
That's a great song.
She's not that great, though.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree.
Maybe. I think Shane means as like a person.
Oh, as a human.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not hip to some of that.
Yeah, I'll fill you in the break.
Go for it, Spinks.
Not worth it now.
Came for Lizzo, Spinks. Go for it.
I mean, she's a flute-playing band geek that found her way to superstardom. I admire
awful
that.
Awful announcing second headline from the show.
Score producer, white man, Shane Reardon, hates Lizzo.
No, I was going to go with
me.
Matt Spiegel says Lizzo is flute-playing band geek. after telling
bad.
Caleb hey. Williams hey, to shut up and dribble.
You guys are just trying to bury me. I know, because I'm a middle-aged white man. I get it.
Oh, is that it? Playing the race card?
Typical.
Typical. Not surprised.
Matt Spiegel being announced as a new cabinet member for Donald J. Trump.
Off announcing next tweet.
Secretary of Vibes.
You guys are treating me this way because I'm a white middle-aged white man.
I've been named Secretary of Vibes. I'm very excited. Gonna do a lot of good work.
Secretary of Judgment.
Why does that sound like you're Chris Emma?
Good. Is he coming on later?
No, we have Grody.
Oh.
No, they're all working. We do need to get to one, maybe a clarification. Like a lot of people have been talking about this over the last couple of days, including us. We might have some more clarification on how people feel about the quarterback. We'll share next here on The Score.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.